From the left, I'm Peter.
And from the right, I'm Mark Hard. You've crossed that border into Hard Nation, bad hombres.
Oh, you must be embarrassed.
Ooh, bad hombre. Well, yeah, I am kind of pissed off because Trump's...
I didn't say pissed off. I said embarrassed.
Trump last week blew up my spot. I was going to go on Halloween as bad hombre. And now I can't go out as bad hombre anymore.
Your daughters have repeatedly told you that's not a costume that they want you to wear.
Why? Why is it inappropriate for me when someone comes up to my
Because door? You wear what has been described to me, I've never actually seen it, by three of your daughters as an Aztec dressing gown and a big sombrero that you put chips in. It's not one of those that's made for chips, but you fill it with chips, and when people come to the door, some of the chips slosh onto their onto the floor, and then you eat it as the kids are asking for candy. Well, so do you understand why that might be a little hard for the children in the neighborhood to get over?
Yeah, well, first of all, kids need a little break when they are trick-or-treating. They need a little break.
And you want that break to be them watching an obese man eat chips off the floor in an Aztec dressing gown?
Well, that was a mistake when some of them accidentally spilled out. But I don't want to sit down, and I've been talking to the kids about Donald Trump. And I think that
And how are they reacting?
They get it. Kids love walls. Kids love walls.
I'm pretty sure your daughters don't love Donald Trump.
Well, my daughters are free-thinking women, and no one respects women more than Donald Trump does. Transitive property.
He said that in three debates, and each time it's gotten a huge laugh, the kind of laugh that a comedian could only dream of.
Well, that's because people think it's so funny that anyone would think he doesn't respect women.
Because it's preposterous, the statement that he's making.
Well,
that's
look,
why they're
humor is subjective. You know, we can't say why someone laughed or didn't laugh, right?
We can.
All right. Well, the point is, I get down on my knees and I talk to these kids about Donald Trump, and they are all on board.
That is not how you talk to children.
You get on your knees and you talk to them. You put on a voice. You talk like the way kids talk.
And you lamb chop.
And you're talking to the kids.
That is not how you talk to children.
You said, this, what I like to do is I like to go up to their house and be like, hey, kids, your parents are going to take down the wall.
And then all of the monsters are going to get you. All the animals are going to be coming in from the forest.
And you truly can't see why you're not a welcome fixture in the neighborhood.
Well, first
why of all, your home is the home of a pariah covered in toilet paper and ghosts and eggs.
I think that it's just bias. I think there's some sort of media bias going on.
Oh, the local news press is rigged. It's rigging Halloween against you.
Yeah, we have that, the penny pincher that they send around. And first of all, those articles are not true that are in there.
They're mostly classified ads.
Yeah, mostly classified ads. But people have been taking out classified ads. Don't go by Mark's house. I just think that we need to have a conversation in America, and it needs to start with the kids. And this election, which Hillary has been so negative in the entire time, she's drowned out any sort of actual conversation, which Trump wants to have. He wants to have this convo.
The Halloween is not rigged against you.
What are you dressing as?
Huh?
What are you dressing as for Halloween?
Oh, a wizard every year.
You got to do something new, Pete.
No, I got that wizard costume. I look great in it, and my wife loves it, and I'm going to be a wizard.
So we actually have, this is really exciting.
We have two candidates who couldn't find a forum elsewhere.
Yeah, we are doing a candidates roundtable here because they couldn't get anywhere else. They asked all the major networks. They all said no. But here at Hard Nation, we listen to all voices.
Yeah, we like to give a voice to the underserved.
Yeah, so we are doing a candidates roundtable of the two major third-party candidates, Dr. Jill Stein and Gary Johnson.
And by the hug they gave each other when they walked in, I think they like each other.
Yeah. When Hard Nation returns. So what we're going to do right now is one of our official campaign events here at Hard Nation. We are having a candidates roundtable for the third party candidates, the major third party candidates. There are other third parties. So we have in the studio with us right now Dr. Jill Stein and Dr. Gary Johnson.
I don't think so.
That's our first question. Are you a doctor?
Absolutely.
Gary?
In many ways, more than one. Yeah.
Oh, so in many ways.
What is a doctor? A doctor is somebody who learns everything they can about one thing.
What's one specific field that you would consider yourself a doctor in?
Squatching.
Squatching?
I'm sorry, what?
Studying Sasquatches, Yetis. Desert squanches.
Are you high right now?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I've been sober since April 20th.
Wow. You haven't smoked weed since.
Wait a minute.
So
you had a big blowout on 420, and now you're sober because of the presidential run. You've said many times you're abstaining from marijuana during this period of time, but you are a regular marijuana user.
Yeah, I do use marijuana, yeah. But I'm trying to be clean so I can run on all cylinders.
Wow. Clearly, that doesn't seem
to be
happening.
Does it seem like there seems to be, people are saying, I feel like Donald Trump, some people are saying, that you have sustained some long-term damage from your marijuana use.
I think some people would call it a perma-fry.
A perma-fry? So you're always a little bit hazy.
There's a haze, but nothing four cold brews can't kick out of the system.
So looping back to the squatching, you mentioned Yetis, right? But then you also mentioned desert Sasquatches. Yeah. Do they have a specific term?
Well, the desert squatch.
It's the desert squatch.
Yeah. It's the most elusive.
I was going to say, where does the... I don't know much about Sasquatching.
Great.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe that there are large hominids.
Well, and you better believe it, baby.
Is that your campaign slogan?
You know it. You know it is. You better believe it, baby. Gary Johnson.
Your name is part of your...
Wow.
Yeah. Why isn't any name part of the slogan?
I liked it the first way you said it. Why aren't every name part of it?
Why aren't every name, man?
I mean, true. Honestly, you make no sense, but you're making me think.
Yeah.
Dr. Stein, not Dr. waiting Stein. Her turn. And she won't wait her turn. I love a woman who will assert herself.
She has a
Dr.
guitar
Stein, thank
out.
You for being here. Yes.
I didn't even see you bring a guitar in, but you have one out now.
Yes, I did. I bring it with me everywhere I go.
What are some of those stickers on there? I see the Indigo Girls.
Well, the Indigo Girls, of course. Little known fact, it used to be called the Indigo Girls.
Oh, one extra S? By the way she said it, I'm guessing one
That's
extra
right,
S.
That's right, because guess who was the third girl? Jill Stein, baby.
Wow, you were in the Indigo Girls.
Yes, this is actually breaking.
Yes.
There I was. Is that a song or were you just singing your words?
Both is correct.
Both is correct.
Wow.
So Dr. Jill Stein, you are a member of the Green Party.
And the Indigo Girls.
And the Indigo Girls, yes. We're not just listing groups that we're involved with.
Right.
Although we can. What are some other groups that you're involved with?
Oh, you know, healthy aging.
What? Is that real?
You just pointed out a sticker.
You look great.
Something that Thank you're committed to?
Something I'm a big, big part of. Not quite the president, but I am the vice president of that club.
Of healthy aging.
Healthy aging club.
God bless.
Now, I want to point
this
out.
There is no God.
Your neck looks great.
Ooh,
oh, my God.
Thing?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. You're like sapping. I don't know how it moved like that. So have your campaigns worked together at all, seeing as there's a way to coordinate pulling people in Jill's case from the left, from Gary's case as the libertarian candidate from the right?
Well, both of our campaigns actually booked the same Hilton.
Oh, you're telling me.
And so we're in close quarters.
We're sharing a room.
You guys are sharing a hotel room at a Hilton?
Yeah. And is that in any particular place?
Beverly Hilton.
Oh, the Beverly Hilton.
So both of you are camped out in Beverly Hills while the campaign goes on.
Absolutely. Okay.
That seems like not a great use of resources. No. Jill, you're polling at about 2%. Gary, actually, you're respectively and somewhat incomprehensibly polling at around 8 or 9.
I think we're at this point, still 10, 11 now, actually.
First of all, get your backpack off the table. Gary Johnson has a backpack with so many patches, it would make an Oberlin student jealous. Put that on the floor.
I'm putting it down.
Thank you.
I'm putting it down.
So I have a question for you, Jill. You're a doctor. You just brought up how you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor of medicine.
You went to Harvard University, which is the most elite school of all.
Magna cum laude.
Oh, you were magnum cum laude?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. I didn't get to go to college.
Which would explain why you just said magnum cum laude.
Wait, did I say it wrong?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know. But you said that you've been bringing up that vaccines. And I've heard this stuff. I'm not a
Jill
science
Stein
guy.
Jill Stein gripping her seat as if she has had the most powerful orgasm of her life.
Me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, she's grabbing me.
my shoulder.
Oh, his shoulder is just squeezing like one of those, you know, those like little stress balls that have the ears and eyes that
like
pop
this?
Out?
Look, oh, it's a keychain on my guitar.
Laser grip on Gary Johnson.
Oh, yeah. And you're squeezing one in your right hand and you're squeezing Gary Johnson's shoulder. It's just bursting out. It's pink.
Sorry, Gare Bear.
Wow.
Also, it's that's cute.
The release makes me feel fine.
Well, this, you do it for the release.
Yes.
Sometimes the brightest mornings are when the bombs stop.
Sometimes the brightest mornings are when the bomb, everybody, stops.
I will tell you, that was cathartic. I thought I was going to hate it, but it made me feel connected to all of you.
I was bringing up one of her lyrics from one of her greatest songs.
Oh, I didn't realize that was that, from a...
Yep, it was about... That song was about...
Scissor Sisters.
Bosnia. What's her name? Scissor, Indigo Girls.
That was that was not an Indigo Girls song.
Oh, that was a Jill Aridge?
Jill Aridge. That was the name of my solo group?
Yes.
Jill Aridge.
Solo project, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jill Aridge.
And was that successful?
No.
And why do you think maybe it wasn't successful?
Well, I did something that people didn't like, which is I did a lot of skit scatting, a lot of jowls.
Oh, I love jowls.
I don't know what word that is.
I think people were so used to me as being one of the Indigo Girls, you know, a nice folk three-part harmony, right. Very famous for our three-part harmony. And then I took Jill Aridge into a different direction.
Mm.
And people, you know, they were like, a woman can only be one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And people said that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that this election is getting you into a different, is getting America into a different mindset about how women should be treated?
Well, I'm hoping it does, but I'm at 2%.
Yeah. You're not doing great.
I'm not doing great.
Right. I don't think that's inextricably linked to your gender.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
What?
Wow. Pete.
I said, I don't think
Pete.
That's...
Pete. Oh, huh? You don't? Yeah, you yeah, would I think don't, that. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't, because I'm a progressive-minded individual.
Wait, you said you would think that, and then you... Because I'm upset with you, first of all, regardless of how this sentence syntax shakes out.
You have to stop picking up on people's emotions and just mirroring them.
That's what I do.
At some point, you're going to have to form your own personality.
It's so much easier just to ride the wave of someone else's emotion.
I'm aware.
So, you want to cut the U.S. military spending by half. You want to get down to... I think we need more military.
Whew, you would.
What are some ways that you think that we could cut the military? Where are some places where you think there's too much military spending going on?
Oh, well, the soldiers.
The soldiers. It seems like a very
conventional first step, but I like it.
So you're going right for the troops. Get rid of a bunch of the troops.
Okay. Too many.
Too many soldiers.
Yeah. What are they doing? Sleeping in tents.
I wonder when the last
socks.
I wonder when the last time a U.S. presidential candidate called our troops soldiers.
Soldiers, and then said that they're spending too much time folding their socks.
It's a big part of the regimen. It's a big part of the regimen.
Gary Johnson is agreeing that soldiers are spending too much time folding their socks.
Do you also think we should eliminate our soldiers?
Well, you know, I think the realistic thing that we need to do here is honestly find a real number that we can cut this down by.
Yes.
50% is ludicrous.
Okay.
So we're looking for a 20% drop here, okay, ladies and gentlemen, something that we could obtain. We're probably going to get a 12 to 17% drop if we're looking realistically.
Wow.
Okay?
This is Gary's really coming in here to, like a
this
real
is the
walk.
Thing he does. He vacillates between remarkably cogent and incomprehensibly stupid.
You got to cut defense spending, you understand? Okay, we need to take all of our troops outside of the borders. Okay, we need to bring back home.
Oh, so what's a country would you say that we should not have bases in? Name a country.
Oh, no, he's falling for this again. He cannot name a country. Jill Stein is I think, lullabying Gary Johnson to bed. Gary Johnson laying down. He's produced a pillow from that backpack.
Little Gare Bear sleeps.
Oh, he's sucking on his thumb.
Oh,
this
God.
Is adorable.
We've been living together for a long time now. I've learned all the tricks of the Gare Bear trade.
That Beverly Hilton is like the Chelsea Hotel in the 60s.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's really
remember the 60s?
Did you have some fun in the
60s? What was going on with you in the
60s? I was 10.
Oh, you were 10 years old.
11,
you were young.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Yes, and you did follow the normal progression of human years. That's great.
Gary, let's wake up, Gary. Okay, Gary.
Gare
Bear.
Aw, Jill's kissing him on the cheek.
Oh my God, he sucked down a cold brew so fast, and he's back at attention
hey
like
guys.
Nothing happened.
Hey man,
wow,
where were we?
We were talking about soldiers,
and so you were unable to mention. I don't want to have you go into another seizure or whatever that was, a sleep seizure. You said you weren't able to mention a single world leader.
No.
But so, you had in your mind when that question was asked a person, but you couldn't think of his name.
Yes.
Almost as if your long-term memory had been badly damaged
Absolutely.
By years of drug abuse.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And I understand that. But I do know that name today.
Okay, what
and
was
that name?
Is?
Andrzej Duda, the president of Poland.
Andrzej Duda.
Andrzej Duda.
I love a good sausage. I love a good sausage.
That is
So
I love Poland.
That doesn't seem to be tied into foreign affairs or any sort of
Seems
decision.
Like people are happy there.
I'll be honest here. I've never had a thought about Eastern Europe.
You wouldn't.
What?
I've never thought
Jill
about Eastern
Steiner
Europe.
Really is going
Jill.
After you.
Wow.
You spend enough time with her and she really snipes you.
Wow.
Got right in there.
And what have been some of your biggest...
He's talking about Wesley Snipes, yeah.
Whoa. Famous
An old friend
tax
of
evader.
Both of ours.
Who?
Wesley Snipes?
Oh, Wesley, yeah.
Blade.
Is Wesley in the hotel?
Oh, we share a room with him.
Wait, Wesley Snipes is staying in the same suite at the Paris, the Beverly Hilton
Paris.
That you guys both are?
I wish.
Yeah, me too.
I can't imagine.
I exactly said Paris Hilton, yes.
Oh my God.
Well, you wouldn't guess who the fourth person is.
Paris Hilton?
Perez.
How did he get involved in your campaign?
Wesley is my hype man.
Your hype man?
Wesley rolls all my blunts. And he's my hype man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's my first husband.
You were married to Wesley Snipes?
Yes!
I feel like that's underreported if that's true. Can you tell us a little bit about that marriage?
Oh, well, it was great. We're still best friends. We went to elementary school together, so it was like, you know, lovers from before.
You started
what
early.
What do you call it again? High school sweethearts?
High school sweethearts.
High school.
No, I believe it
I
is called
lovers
from
before. Lovers from before is actually a song of yours. Lovers from before?
Should I sing it now or
yeah,
later?
Yeah, please. Let's
Whenever
go ahead.
You want.
We're going to go to a commercial, but we're gonna head out with Jill Stein singing her Jill Aridge, Lovers
chaka,
from Before.
Hooga, 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 chaka, hooga, hooga, lovers from before. Close the door, nevermore. I'm Jill Stein.
All of her songs end like that.
And that's how we made Mars. Yeah, Jill Stein.
That's how we made Mars?
And honestly, a lesson.
Thanks, Gare Bear.
So, actually, it's fun that you brought up Mars, because, Gary, we're talking about global warming, which I don't think exists. I think that it is a...
directly proven by a number of scientists.
Well,
let's continue.
These scientists are getting paid by campaigns and such. There's no reason to think, first of all, that science is real. There have been studies that prove that it's not. You know that if you look at a glass of water and you pray, it becomes... wine?
Mark.
The fact that you Mark. That you self-ambulate is amazing to me.
Mark.
I can't imagine what's
going
true? On.
It's true.
That's
true.
That's
I self-ambulate. Gary, you
yeah.
said that climate change, someone asked you about climate change. You said, what does it matter? Eventually, the sun is going to balloon up and burn up the earth.
That's how space works.
That's how space works.
Yeah.
Did you want to care to elaborate on that? Because some people thought that was callous because, you know, if scientists are to be believed, this won't happen for billions
yes,
of years.
Perhaps Jill Stein probably believes that we're supposed to be good stewards of the earth. So completely disregarding
that.
The future
yeah.
might be something that would get under Jill's skin.
Great. Well, since this is a roundtable, let's hear each of your differing views on the environment and stewardship of
yeah,
the
familiar.
Planet.
Are you guys familiar with Einstein?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I'm not. Could you catch me up?
He's one of the biggest phonies. He was an undercover Nazi.
He was a genius physicist. Okay. And he believed that our universe is expanding exponentially to a point where it could be so wide that our atoms couldn't even hold themselves together.
My son's name is Adam.
Oh,
you guys have such a cute dynamic.
I love my Jilly Billy.
It's A-T-O-M.
That's
it's
how I spell
different.
It. That's how I spell it.
Oh, my
Adam
God.
Stein?
That is Adam Stein. That's actually kind of
it's
cute,
a good
actually.
Name.
That's a
it's
good
a
name.
Nice name. He's a
That's
good
really
boy,
unique.
Too.
He's a
good boy.
He's
so
a nice guy.
So
he's
what is
staying
your,
in the suite.
My
with
point
oh, he is?
Good.
With
Wait
Wesley
a minute.
Snipes.
This suite keeps
Perez
getting
Hilton.
Bigger. It's you two, Wesley Snipes,
Adam
Perez
Stein.
Hilton, and Adam Stein.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else there?
I mean, well, you don't want to blow the load too soon.
Okay, we'll continue. Right, well, you can slowly reveal. But
I'd also like to point out that a presidential candidate just said, you don't want to blow the load too soon.
That's Gary Johnson.
I've heard worse.
You've heard worse.
Yes.
That is true.
From Donald Trump, from your candidate.
Well, he's just talking how we all talk in the locker rooms when we're getting ready for football games.
You have never played a single sport in your entire life.
But I have been in locker rooms.
You once went into a pool and the police were called.
Look, we don't need to get into this. What is your point about Einstein and the universe pulling apart?
It doesn't matter, man. None of it matters because eventually we can't even be matter. And unless we figure out warp core cell transportation, we will not be able to survive.
Warp core...
I'm talking about being able to create a warp drive that can travel interdimensionally, intergalactically.
Okay, so that's Gary Johnson's stance on this. Jill, what's your stance on environmental stewardship?
Well, I'll tell you, I want the world to continue. I don't want it to blow up into a million little bits. Mm. I have two sons, Adam and Ayn. And I want them to be...
Wait, Ayn like Ayn Rand or Ayn like the beginning of Einstein's last name?
Well, how does Einstein spell?
A-Y-N or E-I-N?
No, E-I-N.
Okay. Oh, so it's like Einstein.
But I had never heard
of... Wait, you had never heard of the scientist, the secret Nazi, Albert Einstein? You'd never heard of this?
Sorry, I was a little busy at Harvard.
All right, well, you weren't there for that long, so take it easy.
It seems like that's where people would be talking about Einstein.
Sorry, I was a little busy practicing medicine for 25 years.
Okay, that one I'll take. That one I'll take.
All right.
That
is legitimately I was a little busy being married to Wesley Snipes, my high school and before.
Wow.
But you're your before lover.
Yeah. Did you? I feel bad asking this. Did you lose your virginity to Wesley Snipes?
You should feel
what
bad
the fuck
asking.
Is wrong
this
with
is
you?
A president.
What
this is a candidate for president of the United States.
You?
A doctor.
I'm sorry,
a mother
this was
of two.
Space. No. I thought this no. was we can no. talk
what
about.
What are you drawing?
Mark?
What are you drawing? If that is Wesley Snipes' cock on that paper, I
don't use the term cock. It's a wiener.
No, he did this when Michelle Obama was in here. He's drawing a black penis.
It looks like a squatch cock.
He was your, and he was your first.
I told you, I started dating him in elementary school.
Oh.
Give me a damn break. You think I had sex in preschool?
No.
Is that what you're implying?
No, I wasn't implying.
Is that what you're implying?
No,
Mark,
of course not.
Are you asking if Dr. Jill Stein had sex in preschool as you doodle a blank cock on your...
First of all, stop saying cock.
I will not stop saying it until you're comfortable enough with your body to say it.
And I was not drawing a penis. I was drawing what the Earth would look like once it's encompassed by the sun.
Ugh.
And I only have this black pen. And the veins...
Yeah, what are the veins?
Those are rivers.
What are the veins?
These are not veins. These are heat waves coming off of the sun.
Looks like a spider web over a finger.
That's what it is. And there's the Earth right here. And that's all the heat
waves
coming off of the sun. And then this is all the people leaving Earth on the other side.
And those little droplets that in the real world version of this doodle... are very clearly come.
No, it's the interplanetary
Warp cell technology transportation.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Well, you've sold me.
I'm a
And then
virgin.
These aren't pubic hairs.
Did you hear that?
wait a minute.
Did you just say you're a virgin?
Absolutely I am.
What?
What?
You know, when you dedicate yourself to learning so much.
You have children.
I've never had sex.
That's possible.
That is what
is
you're
possible,
a doctor,
though.
You tell me.
I'm a doctor, and I am the one who performed the surgery, buddies.
It was
what
a surgery.
Are you saying Gary Johnson had his own children? That he's the first male pregnant person?
Why was there surgery? You don't need, if you are getting his sperm, there's no surgery.
I'm sorry, Mark. Did you study medicine for 25 years?
I just know how children are made. There's no need to perform surgery on Gary Johnson to get his sperm or semen.
Looks like there is, Mark.
What surgery? It was 80% successful.
Oh, no.
A surgery.
Oh, no. What happened? Oh, my God. Gary Johnson taking off his pants, showing us inhuman. Oh, my God.
Oh, it looks like a walking.
Oh, my God. Oh. It looks like someone cut a hot dog in half and put it on the grill and it exploded.
A baby came out of there.
Oh.
A baby came out of Gary Johnson?
I'm like,
God.
I'm a human seahorse.
Oh, my Lord. So you implanted Gary Johnson
he
with
a
baby?
He is a human seahorse taking off his shirt. There is a pocket-sized stomach over his normal stomach.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was a quick pregnancy.
4 days.
4 days? And but your children are still alive.
Your children gestated for 4 days.
Well,
four
we
days?
Want... We lost.
We lost a lot oh of my them.
God. We had a lot of miscarriages.
Wait a minute. So you gave terrified. You it was a live birth.
A live birth.
Yeah. The ones that you lost were born live. So you gave birth to perhaps hundreds or dozens of babies.
Hundreds.
And they were many of them
fertilized.
Away.
Hundreds of fertilized babies.
Oh, this is so disgusting.
All at once. You've seen a seahorse give birth before.
Yeah. Oh.
What was that fast?
It's like
each one of the is a baby.
Wow. Well, I'm amazed. I didn't know that science could do this. And Gary, it's amazing that you are a father and that you are caring for these kids so well.
Well, I love them. I kind of wanted to save it for Stern.
Oh, sure.
I wanted to save it for my Stern interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I blew that load.
You blew that load.
Second time Gary Johnson said blew that load.
Second time he's blown a load.
Oh, really? Oh, yep, I mean, there he is. Can we get someone in here to clean up? There's a bunch of what looks to be just dusty drops.
Yeah, it looks
dusty
like...
Dusty drops of water.
You know that powder that sea monkeys are born out of?
Yes, absolutely.
Brine shrimp?
Yes.
Looks like that. Libertarianism.
What's the difference between a sea monkey and a seahorse?
Well, that's a good question.
Is this a joke?
Oh, yeah. Is this a joke?
What's the difference between a sea monkey and a seahorse?
What?
Anybody have a banana?
It's so fun.
It wasn't fun. Unfunny.
It's enjoyable. I don't
now
know if it's fun.
I liked it. Chill. Calls a joke. Now that's what Jill calls a joke. Don't choke on a joke. I'm Jill Stein. Zimba-da-ba-ba-boom.
Wow.
Showcasing some of that scatting that everyone hated so much that jettisoned her solo project. Because before that, it was lovely.
And so was that joke one of your crowd banter when you're working a concert?
That's the joke I always come out to.
Every single time.
Do you remember how it went?
What's the difference? Yes, I
what's
do.
What's the difference between a sea monkey and a seahorse?
What?
Anybody have a banana?
No, anybody have a banana? Oh,
anybody have a banana?
Wait, how's the song go? That's
and that's what you call
Jill.
So if we're setting the scene,
I can remember it.
When I come to a Jill Stein concert, the stage is completely black.
That's right.
And there's a voiceover that says, "What's the difference between a sea monkey
first
and a seahorse?"
First, I say, "Hello, Steinheads,"
and they go nuts.
Crazy.
They go insane.
Yeah. They all say
that was not Gary Johnson making a crowd noise. That was coming out of where his penis used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, so sorry.
Put it away. I'm gonna put it away.
You can't. Thank
we
you.
We call it the cock scream.
I don't know how to deal with this energy.
And are you a virgin for any particular reason? Just is it anatomical at this point? Do you have an attraction to Jill?
Nobody's ever wanted me.
Oh
Gary. Bear.
It's just that nobody's ever even looked at me in the eye.
Stop touching.
No one's looked at you in the eye. Oh my God, you're right. I'm realizing now I haven't looked at him in the eye the entire time.
The whole time he was saying no one's ever looked at me, he was touching himself. It's really disconcerting.
Gary, stop. Gary, stop it. Gary, look at mommy.
Snaking his hand up his body.
Gary, look at mommy now. Look at mommy.
Jill Stein standing over Gary Johnson.
Gary, that's my little baby.
Oh, he's asleep again.
He's asleep. Yeah.
Oh, he's such a sweet little...
There is something very sweet about the way you two interact.
It's very sweet.
We're going to have to wake him up again, though.
Jill, before we wake up Gary, what advice would you have for him? Because he just can't get more traction in this election. He can't break
10%. You're asking me, 2% Jill, how Gary can get more traction?
No, don't call yourself that. Don't say
2% Jill.
Yeah, what would you tell Gary?
That is a cute nickname.
I think Gary needs to be himself more. For example, you didn't know the story about his childbirth.
Yeah. Right.
His children's birth.
So you're thinking he just needs to tell people the
truth. I think he needs to be himself. Right now he's trying to be someone he's not.
Well, let's wake him up. Let's wake him up.
Gary.
Oh, he's having a harder time waking up this time.
Gary, you're having a nightmare.
Oh, that cold brew is going down quick. And he's back.
We're at Two Cold Brews.
Hey, back. How's it going, guys?
Gary.
We are good.
We are good. So, Gary.
What a fun time we're having.
We're having a great time here. Gary, what do you say to people that say libertarianism is just something that college white males get into because they think that
College white males?
Yeah, that's just like a lot of college white males are like, we don't need the government. We can do it all on our own.
It tends to be people who read Atlas Shrugged at a very particular age. When they were very impressionable, and then they never sort of unshackled from that one simple idea, which turns out to be irreconcilable with living in modern society.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, if I had to say anything, it's, you know, I started off as a Republican. You understand that? And I was Republican in New Mexico, which at the time was a blue state.
Oh, yeah.
So I was a Republican in a blue state. And that's basically libertarian. You understand that?
Wow, interesting. Okay.
You know what I mean, man?
Oh, yeah.
Now he's slipping again.
I can tell his eyes sort of narrowed.
We'll see what happens in November.
This is a Squatch Hunter. He's back.
The Squatch Hunter's back.
We'll see what happens in November.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're pulling out a map?
This is the New Mexico flatlands.
Uh-huh.
See these circles here? That's where I think the desert Squatch Huts are. See, they're like mole people. They have no hair like the Yeti.
Oh, my God.
They burrow underground. They have snouts that are flatter than yours and ours.
Okay.
Really?
Long nails.
I am into this. I believe this. 1,000%.
Don't disbelieve it.
Think about all the money that is keeping this out of the public eye. Think about all the government officials that are
government, keeping it. Am I right?
So we have just a couple minutes left.
Sure. Great.
There's just a few weeks left.
Perfect.
That's great. Really great.
They're both now talking into the same microphone for some
that's
reason.
Great.
So good.
Zoobity-ba-ba-ba.
So what would you say to Hillary and Donald?
Those motherfuckers.
Whoa. Wow. Jill Stein.
This is what we get hot about. Trump's a pussy.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
You guys both get hot about the fact that you think Trump's a pussy?
Oh, Trump's a pussy. And you know who else is a pussy?
Who?
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, my God. Jill Stein just broke her guitar over Gary Johnson's back.
And smack me again.
And he didn't react at all.
Smack me again.
Oh, my God. So why would you use the P word for Hillary and
Donald?
Why
would he use the P word?
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
That's good. Yeah.
Interesting question.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Question.
Think on that.
I mean, it seemed like he was, he was just horsing around with Billy Bush and locker room talk, like us football players say.
You are someone who fell in a pool once. You never played football. You fell in a pool and you were extracted. Also, Billy Bush is disgusting.
Billy Bush will have.
How about a hug from the Bushy?
Yeah.
No, is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
I do have a song called that, but it comes across in a different way.
You have a song called How About a Hug for the Bushy?
I wrote it in the 70s.
How about we're just about out of time. So let's head out on the song How About a Hug from the Bushy.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. Bum, hug me bum, now. Bum, bum, hug bum, me bum, later. Bum, hug bum, me bum, every bum, day. Bum, 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 how about a hug bum, from bum, Billy bum, Bush bum, on
bum, wah, wah,
this bus? Bum, yeah! Bum, Donald bum, Trump bum, grabs bum, a pussy. Bum, how about a hug bum, from bum, Billy bum, Bushy? Bum, the year bum, is 1970. Bum, I am 20 years old. Yeah!
Wow.
That was highly improbable that you wrote that in the 70s.
Like the video, I'm assuming all of those terms meant something different in the 70s. So, Donald Trump was something different. A Billy Bush was something
absolutely.
Different.
When you heard Trump say his very strong statement about women's rights on that bus, were you like, oh, this is just like my song?
Oh, well, I assumed he'd heard the song before.
Oh, yeah. This is news. See? Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. And I have to say, I have a lot of respect for you for bringing some of these truths about squatches and... I can't think of one thing that's true that you said, Jill Stein, but just having this sort of
you guys
passion.
Are brothers?
We are brothers, yes.
Well, she also told us the truth about male pregnancy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I salute you as Americans for working so hard to bring out some of these voices in this year's election.
I want to watch you two fuck.
Okay. Weirdly, a lot of people have asked for
That's actually very common. We usually cut that out. But people do often ask us that.
Yeah, that'd be actually, I'd like to see how the
Gary just dropped his pants so fast. And that seahorse dick is spitting dust again. What are you doing? Get away from that.
Yeah.
Remember how bad
seahorse dust everywhere in the studio. We gotta get outside.
Do not go near his crotch. Remember what happened with that.
Anybody got a banana?
Oh my god, I love that joke.
Gary Johnson's, I don't even know what you would call it.
I don't know, it's not human semen, but it's an analog of it somehow.
The dust from what is left of his wiener.
Yeah.
And if you can hear, there's Jill Stein is busking. She brought out her guitar case and she put it on the ground and she's playing some music here.
Almost no one giving her money.
Yeah. Well, this is very exciting. We only have about a week left before the election.
That's right. It's coming up, and we all know the outcome already.
Yep, we certainly do. Donald Trump is going to win in the largest landslide in history. So what we are going to be doing is we're going to be going to some battleground states. We're going to be talking with some people that are going door to door, fighting for Trump, and talking about the reactions they're getting.
And I promise you, it'll be disappointing.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.